be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And bless Jesus' kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season and for the labors of those who harvest them. Make us, we pray, faithful stewards of your great bounty. From the provision of our necessities and the relief of all who are in need, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Joel. Do not fear, O soil, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the harper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, who gives us all that we need and everything we could possibly want. Amen. Please be seated. Well, welcome and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Joyous to be with you today. I appreciate you coming and enjoying this day of celebration. You know, I find it a little ironic, funny, but here we are with a big choir and instruments, and I've got my fancy clothes on, and this is not technically a church holiday. And what I mean by that is most of our big fancy services happen and celebrate either the life of Jesus Christ or the life of the church. So in a sort of funny way, we are here because of a secular holiday. But what I'm actually going to sort of talk about this morning is that this holiday actually provides us a deep and profound truth of what it means to strive for the kingdom of God. So our gospel today is I believe, a well-known one. You know, consider the lilies of the field. Do not worry about your life. I think that we've probably heard this one many times. It's often included at funerals and sometimes weddings. And my worry about it is that it's become cliche. It's easy to hear, but we actually don't listen to it. And the other factor about it is that it's sort of like an elephant in the room. The first thing it says is, "Do not worry." So what do we automatically do? We worry. And so my fear is that when we begin worrying about it, we actually don't hear or listen to the rest of it. So what I'm going to suggest is that we actually start from the end and go in reverse. Because I believe that the most important part of this scripture is when Jesus says, "Strive first for the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you as well." So what's the kingdom of God? Well, my working definition of it is, because the truth is that scholars are across the board, but my working definition is that the kingdom of God is where what God wants to happen happens everywhere, all the time. Think of our Lord's prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So the kingdom comes when God's will is done. And so when God, what happens, what God wants to happen, we have our kingdom. We have God's kingdom. Now the truth is that Jesus never tells us exactly what the kingdom of God is. He does say in Luke's gospel that it is all around us, even today. It's not simply pie in the sky, but that it is all around us. So instead of telling us what it is, he likes to tell us what it is like through his profound and beautiful use of parables. So Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is like a sower who casts seed everywhere, hoping for that seed to grow into the fullness of what God wants it to be. The kingdom of God is like a hidden treasure or a great pearl. Having found it, will let go of everything else to claim and own that. The kingdom of God grows day and night without the help of you and I. The kingdom of God is a small mustard seed which grows into the biggest of bushes and sustains all the birds. The kingdom of God is like leaven. When mixed with flour, it becomes inseparable from that it is mixed with. The kingdom of God is like a hated outsider, a Samaritan, saving and healing those in desperate need. And the kingdom of God is like a prodigal son who has received and rejoiced over because he's come home. And these are just a few of them, how Jesus expresses the fullness of God's kingdom, of what happens when what God wants happens, happens. So the kingdom of God is where God cares for and provides constantly, sufficiently, abundantly, and gracefully all that we need and everything we truly want. All right, so how do we get into this kingdom? How do we make it manifest? How do we recognize it all around us? And here's where our scripture comes in. Jesus says to strive, but I think that word is also loaded for you and I, because when we hear strive, it sounds like work. It sounds grueling. It sounds difficult, impossible even. But if we back up, Jesus actually gives us only two other action words in this whole scripture. The first is, look at the birds. The second, consider the lilies. He's not asking us for a tremendous amount of effort. He's asking us to use our eyes that we can truly see, to use our minds that we can truly consider. We open ourselves to the truth that all around us. To strive is simply to change our perspective, to consider, to look and truly see. So while it's simple, it's probably one of the more difficult things that we know how to do, but this is what it means to strive for the kingdom of God. We look, we consider, we change our perspective of sight, of heart, and mind so that we recognize the kingdom of God is all around us. And the name of that perspective, here's where I'm going to bring in Thanksgiving, the greatest perspective to experience the kingdom of God is the perspective of gratitude. Gratitude is the intentional practice of seeing and living into the kingdom of God. And now I'm going to turn to a delightful article from 2 days ago from the Huffington Post that talks about the transformative power of gratitude. I don't know if you've been paying attention to mind science in the last 2 or 3 years, but there's a big awareness, study, and growth of mindfulness, spiritual centeredness, a big push on meditation and being present, So let me tell you what the Huffington Post talks about gratitude. What we have learned is that cultivating personal attributes fortifies us during times of adversity and emotional turmoil, and leads to greater happiness and resilience. And of all the attributes that one can develop, gratitude is most strongly associated with mental health. And here are some of the scientific, these are backed by countless studies, benefits of gratitude. Improved physical, emotional, and social well-being. Greater optimism and happiness. Improved feelings of connection in times of loss or crises. Increased self-esteem. Heightened energy levels. Strengthened heart, immune system, and decreased blood pressure. Improved emotional and academic intelligence. Expanded capacity for forgiveness. Decreased stress, anxiety, depression, and headaches. Improved self-care and greater likelihood to exercise. Heightened spirituality and the ability to see something bigger than ourselves. All of those scientifically proven, and yet, doesn't that sound like living in the kingdom of God, where everything we could possibly want and all that we ever need is provided for us, just like the lilies of the field and the birds in the air? So we're here today to celebrate Thanksgiving, to celebrate this practice of gratitude. But my hope is that this is not the only day you do that. And so let me give you some suggestions, again, from this Huffington Post article, about what you can do to be grateful and to practice gratitude. Perhaps the simplest is keeping a gratitude journal, where at the end of the day, you actually write down 3 to 5 things that you've been grateful for. And it doesn't need to be something big. It can be, but it can also simply be that good cup of coffee you had. Because the practice of gratitude, no matter how small, like the mustard seed, opens us to God's kingdom. There are gratitude meditations that you can do to enter yourself into gratitude. Say thank you more often. Express gratitude at meals, alone or with loved ones. This is a good one. Practice not gossiping, complaining, or judging for one day. Express or show gratitude to your partner, and think about what you are grateful for each morning. It's how we cultivate thankfulness. It's the simple way through which we strive to live in God's kingdom. And those are just secular examples. The truth is that the church has, they could be considered old-fashioned, but they're actually ancient practices to connect us into God's kingdom. Prayer, meditation, service, silence, solitude, these spiritual disciplines are all spiritual rhythms to get deeper into gratitude and deeper into the kingdom of God. So my invitation today is, don't make today the only day you are thankful. Make every day a Thanksgiving day, and strive more fully and joyfully into the kingdom of God. Happy Thanksgiving.
Let us give thanks to God our Father for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us.
For the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea.
Thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
For our daily food and drink, our homes and families, and our friends.
Thank you, Lord.
For minds to think, and hearts to love, and hands to serve.
Thank you, Lord.
for health and strength to work, and leisure to rest and play. For the brave and courageous, who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity. For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice. For the communion of saints in all times and places. Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
To him be praise and glory, with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is our peace. He has reconciled us to God by one body on the cross. Therefore, we meet in his name, and we share in his peace. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Well, good morning again. So glad you are here. Welcome on behalf of St. John's Cathedral. My name is David Erickson. I'm the canon for congregational development here. Just want to point your attention to the back of your bulletin. We are beginning our season of Advent coming this Sunday, which is the beginning of the year here at church, and leading up to Christmas. So we'll be making Advent wreaths this Sunday. Then we will also have special services almost every Sunday evening, as well as the big services on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So we hope you can join us. I believe there's cards somewhere that list all of our Christmas opportunities, our Advent opportunities, and if there's not, I'll get you one. Again, thank you for being here. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home.
By thy will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood, he reconciled us. By his wounds, we are healed.
And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, he gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption, and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving,
we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming.
Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this holy communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Risen Lord, be known to us in your prayer.
Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God to you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and raised for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray the general thanksgiving, which you will find it on the last page of your bulletin. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of your whole creation, for the beauty of the world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for blessing our family and friends. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your minds and hearts in the knowledge of God and the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God the Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.
us go forth in the name of Christ.